Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of January, and I'm recording at 9:52 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Now, first I need to say a very, very happy new year to all of our subscribers, and I hope you're looking forward to 2014 as much as we are. It will be different. But it will be exciting, and there will be opportunities. And inevitably, as we also know, there will also be some risks. But I will emphasize the opportunities more than the risks. Okay. I also want to mention that with thanks subscribers, we had two wonderful emails here today on a subject dear to our hearts. One is on technological innovation, and the other is on robotics, including an ETF on robotics. And Owen and I have shared these emails, and I think they will be of considerable interest to subscribers. Just checking my volume, making sure it's not too low here. Okay. Now, inevitably, a little bit of nervousness, I think, here in markets today. I also feel that a factor for this, I believe over the previous three years, or was it even 4 years, that January had started quite strongly in stock markets, but not this year. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is the extraordinary gains that we saw at the end of last year, but also capital gains taxes. Now, I've written about this, so I won't take too long in the audio to mention it. But I think that people with stock market positions, for example, have done exceptionally well for the most part. And while no doubt some profit taking did occur throughout the year overall, I think that a number of investors may not have wished to have any further profit taking in 2013, so they deferred it to this year and started today. Leading to some downward dynamics in stock markets. I think this could be a short-term factor, not a medium to long-term factor. And similarly, you take something like the precious metals, take gold in particular, where people were coming out of ETF long holdings throughout last year, as you know, and I'll post a chart on that here today. And I think some of the, initially people were taking profits when the ETFs were coming down off their high, but as time went on, I think while there was still profit taking on the part of long-term holders, in other words, people who'd been in for the last decade, that there were also some short positions building up in that market. As we know, Goldman Sachs was quite open in talking about its bearishness on gold, and I think that traders who may have taken some significant capital gains in 2013, thanks to our central banks and their stimuli, which contributed so much to stock market performance, again, they may have wanted to postpone any capital gains on short covering in the precious metals sector until 2014. And so we saw a decent bounce in here and in here today. But again, I think this is probably mostly a short-term development, but a playable one. And okay, so what happened in today in stock markets? First, on the Asian Pacific patch, not all markets are open. For instance, Japan has not traded since the 30th. We saw a mixed performance in the China indices overall. I do notice that Taiwan, that's not bad. No, I beg your pardon. I missed the next year. It's almost unchanged here. A little bit more to the negative side than the positive side. South Korea down 2.2%. India got clipped. The Indian rupee weakened. Here's pushed back above that 62 level. And that was down on the Sensex, down 1.19%. And the big hit, though, was in Thailand, which has been a serial underperformer since May. And we continue to be wary of those runaway uptrends that we had seen from really beginning. They began in the fourth quarter of 2008. They were among the first to bottom. The leading ASEAN indices, Thailand, Indonesia, and also the Philippines. They did spectacularly. They became way overextended relative to their MAs, 200-day moving averages, and peaked back in May. And they're still, well, judging from Thailand here today, there's still some vulnerability there overall. Fortunately, there are plenty of other stock markets that are doing quite well overall. But today was a choppy day, as you will also note from the European indices. So the Euro Stoxx Index, 50 leading shares across the Eurozone, down 1.58%. That produced it opened higher, and the decline produced a fairly big key day reversal. We also had a similar key day reversal on the banks index for the European sector. And there are a few more of them among individual indices, or at least downward dynamics. So 1.5% for both Spain and Germany and France in here today as well. Now, the US is less volatile, but was down over 0.8%. Here, so less than 1%, but definitely some softening showing. Mexico down 1.25%, Brazil down 2.25%. Again, I think that profit taking this year is an early factor due to the capital gains tax that I mentioned before. Now, long dated government bonds prices in the futures markets edged a bit higher in the United States, which means that the yields came back a little bit lower, and that U.S. 10-year is just below, came back below the 3% level, and is just near the 2 point, just below the 2.9% yield. And now that's a one that I said I thought would range either side of 3 for a while, which it's certainly doing so far. But I think the next big move will be to the upside, and that's it's something that may well worry investors in stock markets as well, particularly if it moves up enough to tighten mortgage rates a little bit further. We saw yields actually push a little bit higher within Europe. Now, precious metals. This was interesting because I'll take the currency first. But precious metals are interesting because they did go up. Finish that sentence here. But the U.S. dollar index was firm today, but from the lower side of its trading range. So the dollar index is at 80.56. But let me give you a couple of examples. The euro, which against the US dollar had got rallied back to that 3.8 level earlier in the week, and that's where we've had a fair amount of resistance over the last few months. And I think it would be we can conclude that the ECB, European Central Bank, would not like to see the euro pushing up into the 140s against the US dollar. and it came down back down to 136.69 here today. The sterling also weakened down to 164.5. I mentioned the Indian rupee here. Meanwhile, that China renminbi is very strong overall. I think six to the dollar, six to the U.S. dollar. Okay, now, despite that firmer tone that we saw, at least well against most currencies by the U.S. dollar, we had a good bounce from these within these trading ranges for the precious metals, and that's palladium up 11 to 729 and change. It's platinum up to 1403. That's up almost 30 here today. Silver just above $20 off the highs, though. It got up to 2044, but it's a good move here today nonetheless, up 63.5 cents. And gold bullion, that is up $23 here at 1224 overall. Elsewhere in commodities, let me just change my screen here. Industrial metals, which had been on a roll, were on a roll last month, moving considerably higher. In a number of instances, but they were all down a bit in here today. And actually, it was a soft day, I see. Also, this is interesting. I'm not quite sure why this happened, but I was expressing a little bit of concern. I think I might have mentioned it in my last audio about, read a report on Bloomberg. I didn't post it, but I think I mentioned it in the audio 2 days ago. But there was something about the hedge funds being long crude oil futures, and I certainly don't want to see any spike to the upside. Well, we didn't get that today, that's for sure, because the Brent, which is the most important of these two oil contracts, is down $3 here at 107.80. And the WTI, that's a U.S. contract, is down almost $3, 295 here at 95.47 cents. So softer. What did that do to CCI index? That I can just bring up is CCI. Well, it's right on the lows, just fractionally above the lows that we saw a couple of weeks ago. I think the precious metals helped to keep it from moving lower still. And oil, which I mentioned a moment ago, so important, is still in its trading range overall. But the longer we can go without seeing a spike to the upside, the more likely it is that we're not going to see another one of those spikes. But we're still several years away from being truly out of the woods in terms of that risk. As you know, big spikes in the oil contract are the worst thing that can happen here in terms of just about market-related things that can happen to damage global stock markets and economic growth overall. And on that note, interesting times, and all the very best to all of you.